Proverbs 3:17-18 says, "Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." So wisdom is referred to with pronouns her and she, and we discussed that in our previous devotional. But it says four things real quick here in these two verses about wisdom. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. And we've talked a lot about that same sort of thing already. But I want to be clear that this is when the way depends on your choices. And so I want to kind of head off at the pass the idea that if you do these things, you'll never have trouble in your life. That's not what this is saying. There are plenty of people who were very wise, and they still had a lot of trouble. We've discussed people who are persecuted, health issues that can come on you without any real contribution on your part. They just show up. People have had cancer. They didn't do anything other than be a human being in a fallen world to deserve getting cancer. But this is about when your choices are the deciding factor. Then if you will follow the ways of God's word and the ways of wisdom, her ways are ways of pleasantness. The old saying that I've repeated many times through the years, life is difficult enough, so don't add difficulties with bad choices. I've said it other ways and can be rephrased in a number of different ways. But when we choose God's word and wisdom, then her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. When you're able to follow the paths of wisdom and avoid fools, avoid the wicked and their wickedness, then you are walking on the path of peace and you'll enjoy that. Life is life. And there's some extreme examples I was thinking of when reading this earlier. A Vietnam vet who's a Christian was talking about how he found himself in the jungles fighting in this terrible war and very bad conditions, as bad as war conditions can be. And he was a student of the Word, and he did daily devotions, and he used Proverbs for his devotions. And he's just thinking to himself, you know, I followed all these as best I can, and here I find myself. This is far from the paths of peace, and this is not pleasant one bit, you know, being a little discouraged. And he said as he prayed about it, he just realized that it was the rejection of biblical wisdom and the wickedness of men and the foolishness of men, of other men in his case, obviously, that landed him there in the middle of this steaming hot jungle, being bitten by bugs and shot at and spraying Agent Orange and everything on these guys, all the terrible things that men went through in Vietnam. So as we've seen before, others can ruin things for you. But if you will follow the ways of wisdom, then verse 18 says, she, wisdom, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. We're not going to rehash what we said in the previous devotional. But when it comes to life, the wisdom of God will certainly help us avoid things that would cause an untimely death and unpleasantness and chaos. And then it says, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Now that's a key word. It's daily, consistent living in God's truth in obedience to His word. Folks, one bad day, one choice can completely undo years of biblical living. It's the devil, that's what he's trying to do, is to bring you down. It's just the reality of life. You have to live it daily and consistently. Now, until we enter eternity, then things can go bad. So the wise man will not bring bad upon himself or others, and he'll enjoy pleasantness and peace.